The Phoenix Mercury earned a trip to the WNBA Finals on Friday, but fell to the Chicago Sky in Game 1 of their best-of-five series yesterday. The Mercury are seeking their fourth WNBA championship, and joining me to talk about their chances is Cassandra Negley, who covers the WNBA for Yahoo Sports. Cassandra, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So this, I assume, was not the matchup that most observers had thought we would see in the WNBA Finals when the playoffs started.
It is absolutely not. We have the 5 seed in the Phoenix Mercury and the 6 seed in the Chicago Sky. And I think having these in the finals this year has really shown the parity in the league and getting hot at the right time. There are so many good teams this year.
Yeah, the Mercury really ended the season on quite a hot streak and really carried that into the finals. How do these two teams match up?
Well, for the Mercury, you have the big three. Obviously, you have Diana Taurasi and Brittany Griner and Skylar Diggins-Smith. And so you're going to get most of your points from them. And we saw, especially against the Aces, how they can lift a team, especially DT. For Chicago, you have Candace Parker, who returned to her hometown and again wants to lift her team. I think I saw the other day we have the 3-time leader in assists, a 3-time leader in rebounding, and a 3-time leader in assists or points for the league in this series alone. So there's a lot of offensive power, and we'll see some defense intermittently.
From time to time, I guess, right?
So, occasionally.
So you mentioned Diana Taurasi, arguably one of the greatest players in WNBA history. There's been a lot written about, a lot talked about how, and she's talked about this, how, you know, she's kind of on the backslope of her career, perhaps. What do we think she still has in the tank for these finals?
Whew. I mean, for those who have watched the finals, she has a lot. And even with the weekend she's gone through, you know, she welcomed her second child. It was a really short turnaround for the Mercury.
Right.
She had a lot of turnovers on Sunday, but she's still just phenomenal. I think it will be interesting to see if the Mercury win. Will she retire? I kind of don't think so. I think we might see her for a few more years.
Yeah, she seems like somebody who really just loves playing the game and maybe can't imagine doing anything else.
I would not disagree with that. And I think when she does leave the game, as we're seeing right now with Sue Bird, it will be a huge loss because she has been around for so long. And when you think of Phoenix Mercury, you think of Diana Taurasi.
Right. So how do you see the rest of this series shaping up? Obviously, we're expecting a lot of points to be scored, maybe a little bit of defense played from time to time. How do you see the rest of this best of five going?
I think we could see a full 5-game series. I think the important thing to point out, even though the Mercury players didn't really want to discuss it heavily, was that they played a Game 5, very emotional Game 5, late on Friday night. And then I'm on the East Coast, so we had a 3 p.m. tip-off on Sunday. That's a really short turnaround. We now have 3 days until Game 2. I think the Mercury are going to get a little healthier, going to settle in, going to look at that game tape, and we'll see a more even game throughout the rest of the series.
All right. We'll watch out for that. That is Cassandra Negley, who covers the WNBA for Yahoo Sports. Cassandra, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Go Mercury.